How to Overcome Return to Office Anxiety by Nargis Yaqub. At the beginning of 2020, the world was literally shut down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. While many workplaces closed and were forced to enable their employees to work from home, others shut down completely, resulting in numerous lost jobs. We all went through a huge change at that time, amid lots of uncertainty, paranoia and fear of the new unknown virus. We followed government mandates, public health guidelines and basically adapted to everything that was thrown our way. If I could point out one good thing that came out of the pandemic, it was the realization of how we can train ourselves to adapt to new situations, overcome uncertainties and emerge more resilient than we could ever have imagined. It has been over 2 years since the pandemic started, and we have now gotten accustomed to a new way of life. We are comfortable working from home, spending more time with family and saving commuting time. You see, as human beings, we tend to get mentally attached to the status quo because we are comfortable and familiar with the structure of this environment. However, the world is opening up and employers want people to return to the office, with varying hybrid working arrangements. While some people are looking forward to getting back to normal, many are hesitant to go back just yet. People have built a comfort zone at home, so returning to working in the office is a big change that causes a lot of anxiety. Feeling anxious about returning to the office does not portray you to be weak or fragile. It is normal for our anxiety to spike up when we are faced with major transitions. I have also been working from home for the last 2 years and am slowly starting to get used to returning to the office a couple of days in the week. In this post, I will share with you tips for smoothly navigating the transition while being mindful of your peers and how they may be facing their own anxiety challenges as well. Remember that you are not alone. The thought of being around people after only seeing and hearing them virtually for so long can be overwhelming for many people. 1. Accept that transition naturally causes anxiety. The first thing to remember is that any type of transition causes anxiety, so it is perfectly natural for you to feel anxious about returning to the office. The reason is because we feel safe in familiar environments and predictable situations. However, when something changes in our familiar environment, our brain immediately goes into defense mode, looking for potential dangers, putting us more on edge and making us more anxious. Think about how you felt when you first started a new job. Most likely, you were stressed and anxious about meeting new people, learning new skills, procedures and the culture of your new employer. Returning to the office after the pandemic is similar, because a lot has changed. For example, something as simple as a handshake has now been replaced with a fist bump. Other changes may include but not limited to masking in certain areas, not sharing food or stationery, plexiglass dividers, and physical distancing. Accepting change and the anxiety that naturally comes with it is the first step to overcoming it. 2. Plan ahead. Planning opens up your mind to any questions you may have about returning to the office, which you can get answers to from your employer. When we do not have concrete information, our brain tends to fill in the blanks with what-if scenarios which cause more anxiety. To avoid this anxiety, learn as much as you can about your employer's return to office plans. Check with your direct manager, your internal website, the Health and Safety Committee or your Human Resources Department. Remember that returning to the office is a big change for employers as well. The best way for this change to be effective is with open communication. If you have any concerns, speak up and work with your employer to find a resolution. Many employers are offering employee assistance programs and mental health support so that employees feel safe and comfortable returning to the office. If your employer has scheduled a return to office date, ask if you can visit the office before this date to get familiar with it. A lot has changed over the last 2 years, and your office may not look the same as it was before the pandemic. I personally went into the office a few times to get familiar with it, and found that my desk is now on a different floor and the layout is completely different. I realize that giving myself enough time to get familiar with the new space and technology significantly helped curb my anxiety. 3. Managing separation anxiety. After spending more than 2 years at home, you may be struggling with separation anxiety from your child, pet, or another loved one. You may feel guilty of leaving your loved one for the day, and you may even fear that they might think you don't care about them. At this time, it is important to remember that going to work does not mean you do not care about your loved one. Remember that going to work and collaborating with coworkers are essential aspects of a healthy life. We learn more about ourselves and our communities from teamwork and interacting with diverse individuals. If you are concerned about your loved one being lonely, consider hiring a sitter or enroll them in day programs. For example, you can contact your local health integration network, LHIN, to find out about home and community care. 4. Overcoming social anxiety. Whether you are a social person or not, going back to the office can cause social anxiety. You have gotten used to being by yourself or with close family at home, and now it feels overwhelming to meet people in person. After following physical distancing rules for 2 years, you may feel unsure about how to behave around people. For example, should you shake hands or not? Is it appropriate to talk about people's choices about masks and vaccines? Aside from awkward conversations, you may be feeling self-conscious about yourself. Maybe you lost weight or gained a few pounds, or you are not sure of how to dress for the office after being in sweats and tees for so long. These are all normal feelings of social anxiety, and there are two things you should remember. You are not the only one feeling this way, and there are ways you can overcome it. One way is to plan ahead, as detailed above. If possible, meet with your coworkers informally for coffee or lunch to get comfortable with in-person meetings. Most importantly, be kind and patient with yourself. You have already handled so much uncertainty during the pandemic, so give yourself credit for that. Remind yourself that as long as you are taking steps to overcome your fears and anxiety, you are on the right track. If your anxiety becomes too much that it impacts your health and does not get better over a couple of months, seek professional help. A therapist or counselor may be able to assist you with overcoming your anxiety. 5. Focus on the positive. While our brains are hardwired to pay more attention to our fear, anxiety, and negative feelings, it is essential to put those negative thoughts aside and remember all the good things about working in the office. Perhaps it was the coffee run with your colleagues, or a quick shopping trip at lunchtime. It could even be the feeling of getting up in the morning and having a purpose, taking time to get dressed, stepping out, driving, walking, or riding the train to the office. Do not think that you are returning to the office only because your employer requires you to. Instead, do it because you believe it is good for you. As much as working from home is comfortable, we as humans thrive when we physically connect, collaborate, and contribute towards a community with shared goals and values. We also feel a sense of inclusion and belonging when we share our talents, build relationships, and contribute to the organization's culture. Remember that all these activities are positive and contribute to a healthy lifestyle, both physically and mentally. The opportunity to return to the office full-time or in a hybrid work arrangement does not have to be overwhelming and scary. Remember to be kind to yourself, accept your emotions, plan ahead, and think of all the positive aspects of returning to work. Finally, remind yourself that being afraid of things going wrong will not make them go right. How are you preparing to return to the office? If you have returned to the office, what did you do to manage the change effectively? Share in the comments section below so we can all help each other through this transition.